We are beginning today's Shir and Siman Reish Samach Aleph. We left off in the middle of Sif Beis. We are on page 66 in the second line of the Mechaber. But let's just start from the beginning of Sif Beis to see exactly what we were discussing. So the Mechaber says in Sif Beis, which is the end of page 64, Yesh Onim Shetzarach Lehosef Mechol Al HaKodesh. There are those who say that you have to add on from the weekday to the holy. Uzman tosef ezuhu mitchilas hashkia she'ein ha-shemesh nireis al ha'aretz adzma ben ha-shmashos. The Mechaber told us the Zman of Tosef HaShabbos is from the beginning of Shkia, from the beginning of sunset, when the sun can no longer be seen on the ground, until the Zman of Ben HaShmashos. V'hazman hazeh shehu shlosha milin u'reviya. And during this time, which is the time it takes to walk 3 mil and a quarter of a mil, which is 58 and a half minutes. So Ratza La Soso Kulo Tosefes Osa, one who wants to make that entire period into Tosefes Shabbos, he can. Ratza La Soso Yemenu Miktas Osa, one who wants to make only a little bit of that time Tosefes Shabbos, he can as well. Ubulvad She Yosef Ezes Man She Yia Vada Yom Mechol Ala Kodesh, as long as he adds a little bit of time, which is Vada Yom, onto the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's where we got to in the Mechaber, and we saw last time three different opinions exactly of when Ben HaShmashos is, and we pointed out that the Mechaber is going Lefi Deshita Rabbeinu Tam, that you have these 58 and a half minutes from the beginning of Shkia until you get to Ben HaShmashos, which begins according to Rabbeinu Tam by the second Shkia and goes till Tzeisak Ochavim. And then the Mechaber says on 66, second line, V'shir Zman Ben HaShmashos Hu Shloshes Rivei Mil. Lefi the Mechaber, the Zman of Ben HaShmashos is 3/4 of a mil, which is 13 and a half minutes. Shehi Mahalach Elef V'Chamesh Meos Amos Kodem Halayla. And that is the time that it takes to walk 1,500 Amos before the nighttime, which is what we've been discussing. Before Tzeis HaKochavim, 13 and a half minutes before, would be the second Shkia. Between the second Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim is Ben HaShmashos Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, and that is the Shita of the Mechaber. And then the Ramah tells us on page Lamed Aleph, "V'im rotze lahaktim ulakabel olav haShabbos miplag haMincha ve'elach." If one wants to go earlier, and he wants to makabel Shabbos even earlier from plag haMincha and onwards, harishus biyado, he already is allowed to do that. So the Mechaber says you can makabel Shabbos from Shkia, the first Shkia, and the Ramah tells us that if one wants to go even earlier and accept Shabbos from plag haMincha, he would be allowed to. So let's pick up in the Mishabura in Sifkoton Chav Gimel on page 66. We said the Zman of Ben HaShmashos is Shlosha Rivei Mil, 3/4 of a mil. V'hu le'erech reva sha'a, that is approximately 15 minutes, a quarter of an hour, as we pointed out. More exacting, it's 13 and a half minutes, but it's about a quarter of an hour, which is 15 minutes. If you look in the Shaar Tzion in Oz Chaf, he writes, this is from the Magen Avraham. U'l'das ha'chok Yaakov v'simen tof nun tes, u'l'das ha'gro sham hum at yoser. According to that other sheet, that's a little bit more. As we'll see later, that some hold that a meal is not 18 minutes, and 3/4 of a meal is not 13 and a half minutes, but rather a meal is 24 minutes, and 3/4 of a meal would be 18 minutes. So that is a second opinion that we'll get back to later, Emir Tzashem. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'hinei HaShulchan Aruch Hizkir B'Sif Zeh Das Rabbeinu Tam V'Siyato. The Shulchan Aruch is mentioning in this sif, as we discussed in the last year, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and those with him. Aval harbe me harishonim svir lehu, but many rishonim hold. V'gam ha'gura hiskim l'shitasim, and the gura also agrees with these other rishonim. De ben hashmashos maschil tekef achar tchilos hashkia. That ben hashmashos, in fact, begins right after the first shkia. Haynu misha she'achama niskasa meinenu, the time that the sun is covered from our eyes, v'nimshal zmano kedei shloshes rivei mil, and from the beginning of Shkia till 3/4 of a mil, till 13 and a half minutes, that is the zman of Ben HaShmashos. V'achakach b'samuch lo yotzen ha'shlosho kochavim beinunim, and after that already three average stars come out. V'hu laylo min ha'torah l'chol davar, and according to the Gra and those Rishonim, that would be Vaday Laila Lagabe, everything 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Ulefiza, according to this, Yesh Lizor and Ma'od, one should be very careful. Shalo Lasos Malacha Achash Shacham and Neskasa Meinenu. One has to be careful not to do any Malacha once the sun is hidden from our eyes. Vafilu Malachas Mitzvah, even if the Malacha that you want to do is for a Mitzvah. Kigon Hadlokas Haneros L'Suuda Shabbos, for example, you want to light candles for the Suuda Shabbos. Gamken Yizor and Ma'od Ligmur Hadlokasam Kodem Shetishka Achama. You have to make sure that you finish lighting them before Shkia, to la'achar kein hu b'chlal ben HaShmashos, because afterwards is already For the next 13 and a half minutes, it's considered being Hashmashos, V'ayin lo'el b'sif katan vav. So the Mishabura means to tell us that even though, according to Rabbeinu Tam, who the Mechaber is going like, Ben Hashmashos does not start till 58 and a half minutes after the initial Shkia, and according to that, those 58 and a half minutes is Vada Yom, and you can do any Malacha you want. But since the Gura and many other Rishonim who agree with him hold that Ben Hashmashos begins at the first Shkia, and it extends 13 and a half minutes after that, so therefore one must stop doing Malacha already by Shkia, because according to them, that's already Ben Hashmashos. And l'chadchila, one should not wait till the very last moment. Meaning shkia, rak yaktim had lakasa misha shashemesh berosh shehilanos. A person should be makdim to light candles for Shabbos already when the sun is seen on top of the trees. Kila kamon, like we'll see later in the next sif. Umisha machmir al atzmo uporesh atzmo mimalacha chatzi shah. And one who is machmir on himself and he separates from malacha a half hour before shkia. O alko panim shlisha kodem shkia, or at the very least a third of an hour, 20 minutes before shkia. Ashrei lo, it's praiseworthy to him, to yotze boze yidei shitas kol harishonim. By making sure you light candles 30 or even 20 minutes before shkia, you're being yotze all the shitas. Now let's see the Shaar Tzion on Os Chaf Aleph. Hainu afilu l'shitas Rabbeinu Eliezer emits. Even the shita of the Yireyim that we saw last time, that he says Ben Hashmashos is 13 and a half minutes before shkia. So therefore, if one is going to go ahead and light a half hour or 20 minutes before, so he's even being yotze that sheet of the Yireyim. V'afilu im nizbor demil hu chof dalet minut. And even if you say a mil is going to be like we said in the Chok Yaakov in the last Sif Katan in the Shaar Tzion, that a mil is going to be 24 minutes, and therefore the three quarters of a mil is 18 minutes, so still, if you're lighting candles a half hour or even 20 minutes before, you're getting it before the most machmir shita, which would be three quarters of a mil before shkia, which is a maximum of 18 minutes before shkia. V'yotzei b'zeh medina gamma tosev ha-shabbos lahar be'achronim, and yotzei, according to many achronim, the halacha of tosev ha-shabbos. Now, if you look at note 28, he points out a very interesting thing. Umidvarov Ola comes out from this Shaar Tzion. Shemosef shtei dakos kodem ben Hashmashos, that if you add 2 minutes of Tosef Shabbos before ben Hashmashos, the hainu shemekabel Shabbos esrim dakos kodem hashkia, that you accept Shabbos 20 minutes before shkia, kevan sheben Hashmashos shu shloshes rivei hamil, since ben Hashmashos is the three quarters of a mil, Ola l'shita zo comes out according to the shita shmona esrei dakos, right? If you hold the mil is 28, it's 24 minutes. So three quarters of a mil is 18 minutes. Ushlish hasha shemosef kodem hashkia. And that third of an hour, the 20 minutes that you're adding on before shkia, hu esrim dakos, that's 20 minutes, harei hosef shtei dakos. So it turns out that if you go with the shita of the Yireyim, that Ben Hashmashos is before Shkia, and you go with the longer shear for a mil of 24 minutes, and therefore 3 quarters of a mil is 18 minutes, so the earliest possible shita you'll have that we've been discussing so far would be 18 minutes before Shkia. By being Mekabel Shabbos 20 minutes before, so we said the Chavetz Chaim that your Yotzei Tosef Shabbos, so you see Tosef Shabbos only requires 2 minutes. So continues note 28. Mekai mitzvah tosef Shabbos habi achronim. Im kein af mi she'eno machmir eshidas ha'yireyim. And therefore it comes out if you're not machmir for the opinion of the Yireyim that you need the minutes of Ben Hashmashos before Shkia, but rather you'll go with the gura that Ben Hashmashos starts at Shkia. Tzarech linok tosef Shabbos shtei dakos kodem hashkia. L'fi the gura, and based on what the Mishabur is saying over here, all you would need for tosef Shabbos is 2 minutes before Shkia. That way you can be yotze your mitzvah tosef Shabbos according to the achronim. V'chein kasa b'shal and shuvas igras Moshe shezmano tosefes hu shtei dakos kodem hashkia. That's in fact what Moshe paskins at the zmano tosef Shabbos is 2 minutes. V'chein das hagona shom zaman orbach and Rav Yoshev. We'll stop there in the note. So it comes out Rav Moshe, shom zaman, Rav Yoshev all say that 2 minutes would be sufficient as zman of tosef Shabbos, and that's what we see over here, that the Mishabura tells us that as long as you're going to light candles and accept Shabbos 20 minutes before Shkia, you're yotze the shita of all the Rishonim, you're even chapping the Yireyim lefidim or machmir shita, that 3 quarters of a mil is 18 minutes, by getting 2 minutes in earlier, so you see tosef Shabbos is enough to have 2 minutes. Let's also go back and look at note number 27, v'achazen ish, hora levnei beso lehadok asaneros chatzi shah kodem hashkia. So the Chazon Ish was instructed his wife to light the candles a half hour before Shkia, v'chein noag ha-stipler. That which women have a minhag to light candles 20 minutes before Shkia, Rav Moshe writes, She'enza machma shita se yireim. It's not because they're being machmir for the shita of the yireim that ben hashmosh is before Shkia, elo to tosefa Shabbos ososkein. Rather, they're doing it for tosefa Shabbos purposes. The afha noshim she'ena madlikim neros, and even the men who are not lighting the candles, ve'eno machmirim lifrush v'malacha bezman alokas haneros, and men normally do not stop doing malacha at the zman of adlakas neros, mikamakom vaday sha machmir tavol of bracha. For sure, one who is machmir, a bracha will come upon him. V'chein le'inyan minag Yerushalayim l'hadlakas neros arbo'im dakos kodem hashkiyah. Also, the minhag in Yerushalayim to light candles 40 minutes before Shkia, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, She'ein zeh machmas shitas yireim. That's also not because of the shita of the yireim. She'im kein af al ha'anoshim she'ein ha'madlikim hoya l'hachmer kein. Because if it was to be machmer for the yireim, so men should be machmer as well. Rather, nogu kein kedei she'tia evsharus l'esval mincha b'tsiba v'lomar kabal Shabbos kem hashkiyah. Rather, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the reason why the minhag is 40 minutes before is to give enough time to daven mincha for the tzibur and to do kabal Shabbos all before Shkia. And now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. We are approximately 8 lines up from the bottom of the page in the Mishnah Berurah on page 66. Ule'inyan motzoi Shabbos. Till now we've been discussing Friday evening, when to accept Shabbos, and now we're going to discuss motzoi Shabbos. Ayin bebir halacha shebi'arnu b'shem ha-poskim. Look at the bir halacha where we explained in the name of the poskim. D'lokuli alma hashir d'shloshes rivei mil mishtane l'fi hazman v'amokom. According to everyone, the shear of 3/4 of a mil, which is the zman of Ein Hashmashos, that changes lefi the time of year and lefi the place that you are in. Velo namar zeh b'gemara elo b'ofek bavel. And that was only mentioned in the Gemara as a shear for Ein Hashmashos in the region of Bavel. Ubizman nisan v'tishrei shayom v'leil shavim. And it's talking about Nisan and Tishrei, where the days and nights are exactly equal. Ubimukomo seinu, like we saw in the Beralacha yesterday, in our locations. He's talking about in Europe, Shenote Litzat Safon Ha'olam, that we're more towards the north, and the same thing Lachar would be in America, Misare Harbe Yoser, that time is extended longer, Alkein Yesh Lizar Me'ot Shelo Lasas Melacha B'motzei Shabbos, therefore one has to be careful not to do Melacha B'motzei Shabbos, Af Shenis Acher Zman Rav Acher Hashkiyah, even if it's already a while after Shkia, you have to make sure not to do Melacha, Ad She'yero Shlosho Kochavim Ketanim, until you see 3 small stars, like we'll see later in Siman Reish Tzadi Beis, Sif Beis, V'ayin Shabbat Mishnah Berurah, Ubir Halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'ayin Sif Kotnul Chav Dalud. We said in the Mechaber that the Shir Zman Ein Hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil, which is the time it takes to walk 1,500 amos before the night. Kodem HaLayla, says the Mishnah Berurah, Layla Nikra Min HaTorah L'chol Dover. This is called, referring to night, Midaraisa for everything, is when Mishayeirou Shlosha Kochavim, when you see 3 stars, V'ayim Bir Halacha. And then we get to the Ramah. The Ramah told us that if one wants to be Makdim even earlier than Shkia, which the Mechaber said, and you want to be Makdim to Plaga Mincha, so that is okay. Again, the Mechaber said that you can do it, you can accept Shabbos from the beginning of Shkia, which is really 72 minutes before Vaday Laila, according to the Mechaber, which was Seisa Kochavim. The Ramah is telling us you can mock them even earlier from Plaga Mincha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sekadim Chavhei on page Lamed Aleph, V'nesar Basiyas Melacha, and once you accept Shabbos from Plaga Mincha, you already will be also b'melacha. In note 32, he points out, L'inyan achila sudas lel Shabbos bezman zeh, in terms of eating the Shabbos suda, during that time, we're going to see later on different opinions by this, im yotzei dei chavasa olo, if you're yotzei, you're chiyav a suda Shabbos while it's still daytime outside. The Mishabur writes that it's good to be concerned for the shita that holds that you have to eat the gazayas of bread at night. So even if you make early Shabbos, you should make sure, according to that opinion, to be having a gazayas of bread at night. Continues the Mishabur, Avalan Kibel Olav HaShabbos Kodem Plag HaMincha. But l'fi the Ramah, if you accept the Shabbos before Plag, ain the Kabbalah so klum, that Kabbalah is nothing. Uplaga mincha nikra shou revia kodem ha'erev. As we know, plaga mincha is called 1.25 hours before the evening, which we'll see what that means soon. V'ayin le'el b'simen reish la'megimel duhu shows manios. This 1.25 hours is referring to shows manios. The hainu, that means to say, bein shayom aruch o kotzer, whether the day is long or the day is short, mischalek v'yud beis chalokim, you split the day into 12 equal parts. V'chelek u'revia kodem ha'erev hu plaga mincha. And one of those 12 parts, and 1/4 of another one of those 12 parts, that before the evening is considered plag mincha. Gam kosav nushom. We also wrote over there the yeshdeos ben aposkim that there is a machlokas aposkim in shau revia hazo he kodem hashkia or kodem tezakochavim. We had a machlokas that we discussed at the end of chelak beis. If Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Tzeis, or an hour and a quarter before Shkia, Al Kein Lo Inyan Neinu. Therefore, when it comes to our Inyan over here of accepting Shabbos, B'di'evet Im Kibal Asma L'Shem Tosef Shabbos Ad Shah U'Revia Kodem Hashkia. B'di'evet if one was Makabal Tosef Shabbos on himself, up to the earliest time, it would be an hour and a quarter before Shkia, already Yesh L'Hachmir Shalol Lassos Malacha. Already you have to be Machmir not to do Malacha, because there is a Machlokas, whether Plaga is an hour and a quarter before Tzeis, or an hour and a quarter before Shkia, the more machmir time is that if you were makabel already an hour and a quarter before Shkia, that you would have to refrain from doing malacha. Let's see two interesting b'halachas over here. Number one, on page Lamed Aleph, the fourth line, Devar Maskil Lahakdim. So the b'halacha here is followed by a very interesting thing. The Rama comes to say that there's an inyan if you want to be makdim to makabel Shabbos even earlier than the mechaber. The mechaber said 72 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim, and the Rama is saying, even if you want from Plaga Mincha, you can even do that. Says the Bir Alocha, Hine Lefima Shekosav HaMechaber L'Kamam Mesimen Tofnun Tes Ebeiz Muchat Esirulei Deyud Beis Shos Hayom Nechshom Mi'omer HaShachar HaTzeis HaKochavim. It's clear from the Mechaber and Simen Tofnun Tes that he holds that the 12 hours of the day are calculated from Omer HaShachar, from dawn until Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Melu Plaga Mincha Shau Revia Kolom Tzeis. And therefore, Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKochavim. Im Kein Ein Bein Divri HaRamah LaHakodem Rachelak Esrim Menashah. Turns out that between the sheet of the Mechaber of when you could make the earliest Tosefa Shabbos, and now it's Ramah's adding on, it's only been Afkamin of 3 minutes. The Arba Milin Heim Shah V'Chomesh, because 4 mil is an hour and a fifth, which is 72 minutes, Lefid Asa Mechaber Sham. So it's 72 minutes before Tzeis, according to the Mechaber, that you could accept Shabbos. Umi Plaga Mincha HaLaila Hu Shah Revia. And from Plaga Mincha until the night, which you would view as Tzeis HaKochavim, would be an hour and a quarter, which would be 75 minutes. V'Yadua De Revia Yaser Hu Al Chamishas Rak V'Chelak Esrim. That means a quarter of an hour is more than a fifth of an hour, only 1/20th of an hour. In other words, it's only a 3 minute nafkamina. So what the Bir Alocha is bothered over here is the Mechaber says that you can accept Shabbos already from 72 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim. The Ramah says that if you want, you can accept Shabbos even from Plaga Mincha. Sounds like he's adding so much, but Lefi Ar Cheshbon that the Mechaber discusses that it's from Tzeis HaKochavim. So the Ramah, going according to that, Plaga Mincha Lefi the Mechaber is going to be from Tzeis HaKochavim, so you're only adding 3 minutes. The Mechaber was saying you can be Mekabel Shabbos 72 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim, and the Ramah would be saying you can be Mekabel Shabbos 75 minutes before. Sounds like he's adding on so much, but really, in fact, he's only adding on a 3 minute time period. I saw the Levush points this out as well. And look over there in the Levush where he says that Plaga Mincha is really an hour and a quarter before Shkia. And in that case, the Zman of the Ramah would be much, much earlier than the Zman of the Mechaber. Let's see one more Bir Alocha mi Plaga Mincha. I am the Prima Gadam Shekosav. The Prima Gadam writes, Demisha Mekabel Shabbos Besoch Hadalad Milan Hudo Raisa Ubaasei de Tosefa Shabbos. The Prima Gadam says that one who is Mekabel Shabbos within the 4 mil, within the 72 minutes before it says a Kochavim, that would be Tosefa Shabbos de Raisa, and Malacha then would be an Asei of Tosefa Shabbos. But from that zman of 72 minutes going earlier till Plaga Mincha, if you're Mekabel Shabbos then, Hurak Midrabanan. That would only be a Kiyum of Tosefa Shabbos Midrabanan. That's how the Prima Gadam explains that if you do like the Mechaber, you're getting Tosefa Shabbos Daraisa. But if you go the earlier time, like the Ramah is adding on, that would only be Tosefa Shabbos Midrabanan. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we will complete Simon Reish Samech Aleph.